This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Chronic. Tick, 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 and boom! Yes, beautiful people, welcome to December. We have just started our final month of 2025 with an absolute bang. We are getting in that festive Christmas spirit. That is why we are rocking that nostalgic Christmas jumper feel. We are going all Jurassic Park with you guys today. We have just come off a massive Survivor Series weekend, and we are getting set for the retirement of the Never Seen 17. It's all coming up in December. It's going to be a very big month, as it is right here on your favorite podcast, my favorite podcast, everybody's favorite podcast. This is The Meltdown. Welcome to each and every one of you. For those of you just joining us for the very first time, my name's Tom Finkiel. I am your UK Union Jack waving representative. And I'm sat here in drizzly, rainy, dark, horrible Manchester right now as my big brother over the pond is sat in that beautiful heat of Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the three-time tag team champion of the world. He is a Wrestling Life Hall of Famer, and he is my tag team partner. I'm going to reach out the tag. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend of Brian Clark.
Woo! Thank you, Tomcat. We appreciate that big-time intro as always, man. I'm going to tell you know, you can get tired of listening to me. I get it. But there's no way that you could be tired of the Tomcat. It's nothing but honey coming off that voice, ladies and gentlemen. He is the three-time UK host of the year. Go ahead and take those roses, Tom. Three-time UK host of the year. Guinness World Record holder, ladies and gentlemen. You get to listen to him each and every week. And I'm the old sidekick, the creation of devastation, Adam Bomb. And we have fun here each and every week. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and put this out here now. We got a fun show today, but also while you're listening to us, hit that like and subscribe button. And got a fun show. Two big shows to review today. Tomcat, are you ready to take it away?
I am always ready. As we say here on the podcast, shoes ain't cheap, booking ain't easy. We are living on the edge of a lightning bolt. We've got to strap a rocket to our back and head for the stars. It's going to be one hell of a fun week. It has been all going on in the world of professional wrestling. And as we have just had reports, we are going to raise our glasses high and send our biggest condolences out to CM Punk and AJ Lee losing their beloved Larry the Dog today. So sending all our love over to the Punk family, being a dog owner, both of us being dog owners, losing a pet like that who means so much in your lives is a massive loss. So sending all our love and support out to Punk and to AJ. Take a swig for the working man and for Larry the Dog.
I didn't know that. You did not know that, but wow. Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah, literally like 10 minutes ago, the reports came out that. So yeah, just to drop that in there. I thought with us being dog owners, dog lovers, and obviously very, very relevant in the world of professional wrestling, Larry will be sorely missed. We are moving on to a very big show that CM Punk was a part of on Saturday, rolling into Monday. It's Survivor Series weekend. It's always been one of the big four when it comes to the WWE. Brian's been a part of numerous Survivor Series shows, and this year it was an absolute beast as Petco Field, the brilliant baseball diamond, was turned into the arena of the War Games. We had two big War Games matches, and from a show that only had four matches on the card, I feel that three of them stole it. and one competitor that was in the other. And this is not, we're a very positive podcast, but Stephanie McCair did a great job. She did a great job. Her back must be absolutely killing her today. She actually carried that very, very well. But let's have a little chat about the War Games matches as we begin. It was intense. It was full. It was a very, very, in what I felt was a very loud crowd at certain points throughout the show. And that, as a performer, tell me about this. So when you go out through that curtain and you are met with a rabid crowd, does it give you that extra surge?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, you could be on a flight from the US to Europe or anywhere in the world, and you're just dog tired. You're thinking to yourself, God, I just want to do the show, get to my room and sleep, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, man, it is, it's, you can really, it's amazing the adrenaline, how it energizes you and will just take you next level. So yeah, absolutely. It is a thing, no doubt.
It's electric. And there are so many times throughout the course of professional wrestling history that we've always heard about how pops can affect you, how a crowd can certainly supercharge you. Those Road Warrior pops that we heard about, the Legion of Doom in the 80s and 90s, very, very real. The Rock comes out each and every time. And when that music hits and he steps onto the stage, he shows you the goosebumps that it gives the performers. And me, even on such a smaller scale of hosting events all over Europe, it does give you that intense rush as you go out on stage. It's wonderful. Well, kicking us off for the Survivor Series, getting that intense rush, was our women's War Games match. So we saw a combination of Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Io Sky. They were making it up with the face side of the team. There's someone I'm missing from that list as well. Who else was on the team? He'll come to me any second. And then
You said EO.
did you
You
get
said
it?
EO. No, you said EO, right?
No, I said fa sorry, baby face. That was the baby face side.
Okay. So you're missing one from the heel side.
I'm missing one from the baby face side. From the heel side, then we were rocking it up with Asuka, with Kairi Sane, with Becky Lynch, with Lash Legend and Nia Jax. It was a stacked side. Both sides. You got it, Brian? You got it?
I don't know. Was it Lyra? Did you say
No.
Lyra?
No,
No? Okay.
Lyra was on Raw. We have blitzed so much professional wrestling this week, guys, that
It's
our
nuts.
brains are currently in a nuclear meltdown state.
Yes.
That's exactly where we're up to. Well, regardless, it will come to me in a moment
Okay.
because that match was off the charts. There were so many wonderful spots. AJ Lee. AJ Lee was the one that I missed from the
That's
babyface
it.
side.
There you go.
And we
That's
just
it.
talked about
We just,
it.
yeah, just a minute ago with Larry.
I
Okay.
can't believe how truly over Rhea Ripley and AJ Lee are. They are sensational. The pops when their music hit was like nothing else. They were incredible. And to match that, how good in ring are the Kabuki Warriors? How good in ring are Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Io Sky? I want your views on this. Did you manage to check out the spot of Io Sky coming off the cage inside the
Yes.
garbage can?
Yes, I did. I thought about that. You know, that could have went the wrong way real quick. Only because when you work with the trash can anyway, though they do bend. And when sometimes when they bend, there are certain parts of it that will become sharp. Yeah, so but I think they took care of her when she did the dive. Looked to be at least. Yeah, that was one that I thought to myself, wow, I'm surprised they did that, actually. But yeah, man, super talented. They can do everything, really. They really are very polished workers.
They really are. They've climbed that ladder. They have gone from strength to strength to strength. But what you're telling me is that we wouldn't have ever have seen Adam Bomb do a flip inside a can off the top of a cage.
No, actually, I don't think Adam Bomb would get on top of a cage. Top rope, absolutely. Always top rope, no problem. Slingshots from the inside to the outside. Flips, whatever, whatever. But I just was honestly, you don't really see. I don't, there's ever been a really big guy to go off the top of the cage
I'm just trying to
that you
think.
see.
I think the only one for me that really rings a bell is our good friend Rikishi. 2000,
Oh.
he came off the top of the cage like Superfly Splash
Oh, wow. Okay.
onto Val Venus, who I'm sure was chronicked up on that night to be taking that. But yeah, go for it, big man, go for it. But you were coming, as you've just said, off that top rope. I mean, I was watching some of your matches as we've been going on the Meltdown journey, and some of the top rope stuff that you did to the outside was insane for that time. From my side, and we just talked about adrenaline. Is that what carries you through? Because surely, I mean, you're huge as it is in stature to be up on the top rope that is already an elevated platform. That must be a really daunting visual for you looking down at your opponent, right?
It is, but a lot of times, and I'm sure a lot of guys do this, you're always thinking one step ahead. What's the next move after I hit this big move? So you a lot of times you don't have to sit there and process it. You don't have to sit there and think, oh wow, I'm however many feet in the air. You're already thinking about, okay, as soon as I hit this, I got to do this. And so that always sort of helped me to get over whatever, not that there was ever a fear, but I need to nail this move and I got to get up and do this, and then I'm doing this, and then we're doing something, a false finish, go home, kick out, whatever. So yeah. Yep.
Okay. Adrenaline takes over. You've got your
Yes.
plan. You know exactly where you're going to, which ties
Yes.
nicely into my next question for you, because you guys always did it for me seamlessly. It flowed from one to the next, and it didn't seem ever like it was pre-planned. It seemed like it was off the cuff. It seemed like it flowed just so naturally. But as you've just said, you had the plan that where you were going to. The issue that I've currently got, and we're a very positive podcast, we like to keep things on the up and up. But the only issue that I currently have with today's product, whether it be from WWE, from TNA, from AEW, or anywhere around the world, is the way that talent are using, and it's not all talent, the way that talent are using spots to go from one to the other. The issue that I've got is the transition between spots. They don't seem to be coached in a way that they're taught how to be safe, they're taught how to look at cameras, they're taught how to react and pause and wait and get that reaction from the crowd. But it's going from one to the other to the other that I seem that there is a big gap in the planning stages for this. I don't know whether or not you've picked up on that as well.
Oh, absolutely, I have. It's like the lost art of selling. I just would, if it seems like agents that were in the back, or then again, maybe T Tony just likes the nonstop car wreck. I'm guessing that because he is the head of the company, I'm sure that he likes that style. But I still think even if you had that, because again, if you do everything, then this means nothing. So you're again, you're losing that art of telling the story and selling. If you just go spot, 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 people, and then it becomes like not a big deal if whatever you're doing is, not to jump ahead here, but like watching Solo and Gunther match from Monday, they told a story, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, I enjoyed that. Yes.
I enjoyed that as well. That was
Yeah.
excellent. We will come to that. We will
Yeah.
touch on Monday Night Raw. Yeah, I completely, from my side, completely looking at it from an outsider's perspective, in I'm watching performers go from A to B to C. And Dale Torborg told us all about this because that's the way that he initially started going from one transition to another, to another, to another. And it was only when Sting took him to the side and just said, read the crowd, that he then became a lot sort of more confident in his actual performance of the flow of a match. Watching some of these contests throughout the weekend and into today, one of the big ick factors, and that's a big word that we're using on social media right now, the ick factor is when you have competitors in a multi-person match and someone is going through a spot, the other competitors are literally waiting for their spot. That really niggles me. Same with you.
Yes. And just to go back a second there, you said, think about that. Dale getting pulled aside by the icon Sting and telling him about the art of telling the story and selling. You know what happened after that?
He was so
Dale
repetitive.
Torborg went out and sold like Babe Ruth. I'm
He
telling you.
He really did. And speaking of Babe Ruth, one of the things I actually sent over to Brian this particular week was a very interesting piece of professional wrestling history, because I was completely unaware that the Babe actually stepped into the squared circle on a number of different occasions throughout the course of his wonderful lifetime. So much so that I sent that through to Dale, and Dale came back with a great reply. He was loving it. So I sent him some pictures. I sent him a breakdown of exactly when Babe stepped through the ropes in 1945. And Dale came back and said, "That's tremendous. I'd never seen that before." I guess he was the third pro baseball player to be a pro wrestler. He says, "I'm in good company: the Babe, the Macho, and Macho Man, and the Demon." And I sent it back to him dead easy. Now that's one of a hell of a stable, brother. That's great. That was brilliant. I love these little nuggets.
I mean, when you sent me that, I was like, I had no idea. But you would think that with pro wrestling and sports and baseball, there's always a tie-in. Like, back with the Chicago Bears and Steve McMichael and Mongo coming into WCW, Reggie White, Kevin Green, Hall of Famers that would come in and cross into our paths and become part of pro wrestling. But I never heard Babe Ruth. I
Never heard
mean,
it.
that you think about it, in 45, so he was already probably what, completely retired from baseball, I'm guessing. Who knows? May have fell on hard times and thought, hey, I'll make some cash in pro wrestling. And back then, if you think about it, that would be a draw. People would say, wait a minute, you're telling me I can see Babe Ruth in a wrestling ring? That's money,
I
right?
pay for that ticket, right? I pay for
Yeah,
that
of
ticket.
course.
We'd get on a plane to go and see that. That'd
Hell
be
yeah. Of
incredible.
course.
There is such a massive crossover in the world of professional wrestling, because we are such an open door to welcome in stars from professional football, from professional basketball. As we saw over the weekend, we had the pitchers there for the Padres. We have crossovers from the world of karate. Yes, our good friend Ernest the Cat Miller made an incredible career out of professional wrestling. And there are certain talents that are homegrown, second generation, that are literally, no pun intended, knocking it out of the park. And I'm talking about everybody's favorite mullet, Dominic Mysterio. Homegrown talent, second generation. And if you ask him about his dad, he'll ask you which one. That always tickles me. Love that. Love Dom. Even playing it up on the side. Which one? Is it Ray? Are we talking about the deadbeat dad, or are we talking about Eddie? He went toe to toe with John Cena in an absolute display. I loved this match so much. It was great. You know what's great about professional wrestling is when you can blur the line. And there was a spot in that match that, as myself and my son were looking at it, it was a hurricanrana to the outside to Cena, and Dominic landed awkwardly on his shoulder. And we were like, is this legit right now? Are we looking at it? Is this the end? Are we going to see the ref throw the X? And the ref calls over the EMT, the doctor that's on site. And I'm thinking, oh, this isn't great for Dom. Only for the reveal to come that the girls hit the ring, nailed Cena with the big finishes. Dom rolls in, hits him with a 619. They had me hook, line, and sinker. Honestly, I was gone. And that's what you want from pro wrestling.
Well, I watched the replay. They showed it a few times, and the way he took that bump, I'm thinking that he probably turned into it to even sell it even more. And that's where you really see the little fine points of selling. And that's a perfect example right there. Is that I also thought, I remember a couple of SummerSlams ago where Rhea took the post, if you remember, and dislocated her shoulder. And I'm like, it's out. I mean, that's really going above and beyond. But yeah, back to Dominic. Great job. Again, I actually thought that there possibly could be an injury, but yeah, turned out it was a great swerve.
It was a great swerve. It was fantastic. And I'm going to take the big win, because last week I predicted that Dom was going over Cena. So I'm going to, I'm like Barry Horowitz right now. I'm patting myself figuratively on the back. Love that. Love the way that we saw Liv's return as well, and the mini swerve to begin with. Thought that was done brilliantly too. That for me, tied up in a nice big bow, was perfect. The only thing that irritates me right now, and we've talked about this on the Meltdown for the past 7, 8 months, don't kick out of finishers. It really bugs me. It really they, speak, we spoke with Jimmy Corderas about it. There's
We
ways
did.
around it. There's ways around it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Hate it. And re just refresh everybody's memory, Brian. How many people kicked out of the meltdown?
Zero.
Correct. That's exactly how a finisher
I've had
should be.
guys escape out of it.
That's all right. That's
Especially,
fine. That's completely fine.
right. We just mentioned him a moment ago. The icon Sting, he came up with a great way for him to escape out of it. That's the thing you've got to do is improvise. You know?
Yep,
That's
you
all it
roll with
is.
those punches, but yeah, don't kick out finishes. It just
Yeah.
weakens them so much. And I understand in this day and age where everybody wants to say to go, do it. There's a million moves that you can use, but save that very, very special one for the end. And if there needs to be a kick out to continue the match, do it in a way that is inventive and creative. Sluggishly move your way over to your opponent to make that pin. Have an issue with the ref where the count is so slow. There's ways of doing it. We are a storytelling business. Come up with something better than just a quick kick out because it just steals all the thunder. Well, speaking of stealing all the thunder, we're going to just bypass Stephanie Vaquer and Nikki Bella. And I love Stephanie Vaquer. Fantastic. The girls went out there and put on as bigger a show as they possibly could. And Stephanie picked up the win. And then it was the time that everybody had been waiting for. That cage lowered once more as the men took to the War Games cage. Now, before we get into the match, what do you think about them having two war games in one show? Is it too much or does it suit the different genders? Equality is a massive thing, but what are your actual opinions? Does it steal away a little bit from it?
I think it's okay, especially the way wrestling has progressed over the years. I think it's okay to definitely have both of them. But again, it does take away a little bit of the sizzle, maybe just a bit. But I was watching that and I'm like, man, there were so many different aspects of teams going back and forth. You get lost in who's legal at times because it's just so fast. But again, another show, another match with really big bumps and high intensity stuff. And you got to be loving Bron Breakker. I
You've got to
mean,
be loving Bron Breakker's neck after that doomsday device. That is why you train, say your prayers, and take your vitamins, right? Because that big man shot off upside down and landed right on the top of his head. And a feeling that I had inside me when the camera wasn't panning to him at all. I'm thinking, oh, please, no, please let him be okay. Ultimately, he was okay, came away with the win at the end. Now, let's put some money on the table right now.
All right.
Who's the mystery man under the hood?
Well, I don't know. I've heard a lot of rumors, of course. I hope it is. If it's the person I hope it is, I really like him. I like his style. I wish he should have been never stopped getting a push, in my opinion.
We've not
It's just,
talked about this, so
yeah,
I
we
don't know
have
what's
no,
coming,
we
but I'm thinking.
right. No, we have not at all. And like I said, I was a when this guy was getting pushed, I thought, hey, keep rolling with it. He can talk, he can work, he can do everything. So I'm speaking, of course, of Austin Theory, and
There we go.
he looks great. He looks honestly. There's some things about him that make me think of a young Cena. There are parts to his game. But yeah, he's one of those guys. He could be pushed just like Dominic and rise right back up to where he was the what, US champion for a while?
US champion for a while,
Right.
actually had the
Yeah.
win over Cena at WrestleMania.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden cooled off completely and dropped down into a lower mid-card tag team. Yeah. And that's being nice when I say lower mid. It may
Yeah,
be
we're
lower.
still putting him over with that. So,
Yeah. So I am a big fan of his work.
Massive fan of Austin Theory. The exact same as you. That's who I think is going to be revealed under the hood. There was lots of swerves on Raw, comments of Seth Rollins being seen in the back with the sling. Obviously, they're giving us different seeds, planting different seeds. But I'm hoping, hope on hope, that it is Theory that's under that hood and goes on to join the Vision. The Vision now consisting of Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, and someone that I wanted to fail because of how big a star he is everywhere in the world, but someone who captivates me every time he's on the screen. And I'm talking about the Maverick Logan Paul. Let's just have a second to have a chat about how well this man has transitioned into the world of professional wrestling.
I don't know for the people that are hating his game and saying he cannot do it. He can do it. He has
Oh, he can.
proved he can do it. I remember like the SummerSlam in Cleveland. He had a hell of a match. And the thing is that he's working at this. He's not just showing up occasionally. The guy's putting in some time and effort into this. And it's paying off because now he's aligned himself with Paul Heyman, which is you can't go wrong there.
Nope.
And that's why when you mentioned if it's Theory, what a great spot for him to be in. Because it's constant camera time next to Heyman. You'll know they'll always be in a group, so that's just more airtime to get people to automatically accept him as part of that group. So I think it's a good thing.
It would be the perfect storm if we had those four with a Brock Lesnar just on the side when he needed. He's that caged beast ready to come out when Heyman needs him. But you've got a perfect four in Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, and an Austin Theory with a Paul Heyman as the big mouthpiece. What a stable. And that's what we need. I love wrestling stables. Heel stables are so fantastic in that you can work your way through. All these different heels as your baby face progresses more and more to get towards the world champion. That's exactly what the Four Horsemen did. That was their role. You had to go through Barry, you had to go through Tully, you had to go through Arn before you got to the Nature Boy. So yes, let's hope it's Theory. Let's keep pushing that ever positive train of Logan Paul, and we all know how good Bronson. In fact, let's just have 2 seconds on Bronson Reed. Stormed into that ring and hit numerous tsunamis straight away. And we were just talking about coming off the top rope. That is a big man coming off the top rope 3 times on the bounce. That is that's brilliant.
Well, back in the day, Bigelow would do that, but I think his is way better, faster. Everything is way better than Bigelow's. And that's not being, that's just the way I see it. I mean, he is just a better athlete. And that's saying a lot because Bigelow could do a lot of stuff. But Bronson Reed is so talented. Again, that's another guy that can work. He's already at the top with Heyman's group, but he's another guy that could, they could put a title on him somewhere in the near future.
Definitely, it could be something as we progress through that we see, and we saw it in Triple H's evolution as we had Ric Flair and Batista as the tag champs, we had Randy Orton as the Intercontinental champ, and obviously Hunter himself as the World Heavyweight champ. I feel that you could replicate that completely within this particular group. You could have Austin Theory and Logan Paul as your tag champs. You could have Bronson Reed as your Intercontinental champ, and you could have Bron Breakker as your World Heavyweight champion coming out of WrestleMania. Now, let's just do a bit of armchair booking as we are just at the end of Survivor Series, just before we talk about the baby faces. Let's armchair book the next massive show, which is going to be another one of the big four. It's going to be the Royal Rumble. Who would you have go over currently in men's and women? We have asked this question before, but I like to pace it. I like to keep on top.
I know, and it's amazing how fast here we are, very close to Royal Rumble season. It is a season because people get so excited about it. I do. I always like the surprises. I think everybody loves the big pop surprise. I'm going to stick with two guys that I think it would work. I don't think it's going to, but I would go and put Drew over.
Oh, that's a good one. That
Yeah,
is a
I
great.
would. There's so many times they build him up and get so close and then they pull him back down. Just going back to that amazing match he had with CM Punk. Remember the cage match they had?
Oh, that
Phenomenal.
Hell in the Cell match.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Where
Charlie and I were
they
talking
used
about
the
this.
toolbox gimmick. Yeah. Drew, man, Drew stole the show. And so there's no doubt that he can carry it. He's done it before. I think they should go back to it. And then, of course, Gunther to get his steam back. Both of the, those are two of my favorite guys. I mean, a lot of the guys I really like. But those two, as having the experience, having been there before, have been on top of the mountain before, the company would have to feel comfortable with those two, either of those two getting that shot again.
Yes,
Yeah.
I'm just looking while we were doing it. I was just typing in Paddy Power's odds when it
Uh-oh.
comes to who's going to go over in the Rumble. And shall we give you
Okay.
the odds right now? As
I
it
would love to hear this. This is going to be
okay.
good.
So currently, as it currently stands, Roman Reigns is the odds on favorite at 7-4 for winning the Rumble, with Bron Breakker in second, he's 5-2. Sami Zayn is currently
Oh.
third, 3-1, with CM Punk at 4-1, Gunter at 6-1, and then your pick, Drew McIntyre, at 15-2. So
Wow.
that is your current top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's your current six. So you're in good company there, brother. Drew McIntyre is in the top six, which is great. I feel that we might be going woof, 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 woof at the Royal Rumble, and we see the man who took the pin from the world heavyweight champion who pinned CM Punk at Survivor Series going over. Let's see how well we do. Now, let's talk about the women's. What who
Okay.
would you say would be going over in the women's 30 women Rumble match? This is a big one as well. I've got the current six top from Paddy Power in front of me as it currently stands. There's quite a lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
Our current champions. So we've got Jade Cargill on one side, Stephanie Vaquer on the other side.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go? Who are we putting over? Armchair booking from the Women's Rumble.
Rodriguez is such a big, intimidating woman. I think she's got all the talent in the world. She would be my dark horse pick to go in there. I think Stephanie is red hot, and they could keep her that way with her with a win from her. But the whole division, there are so many women that are ready to step up.
Let me give you the top six, because Raquel is number seven on the
Okay.
list. Liv Morgan, number one. She's
There you go.
currently at odds of six
And
to
she
four.
just came back, so I'm not processing thinking of her just yet. But again, she would be probably top three, right? Four,
Yeah.
five.
So
Okay.
she's number one as it currently stands.
Okay.
Bianca Belair making her return at 7-4.
Okay.
Roxanne Perez, third at 4-1. Lyra Valkyria at 6-1. AJ Lee also at 6-1. And Rhea Ripley at 15-2. That is your top six when it comes to the women's division. And they are massive names. So if they
Yeah.
do make their appearance inside that big battle royal, that's anyone's game.
Yeah. Because there's so much talent, they can go any direction with that. I love that you mentioned Bianca because I'd forgotten about her because I knew she was injured. And again, a lot of people are coming back that were injured. By the way, just let me think about, have you heard any news, any info, because I know you're a guy that gets scooped, so you might know. Any news on Zoe?
I've not heard anything. I mean, I'm looking down this list right now, and it's always good to get a bit of a scope
Yeah.
because I've got so many on here. Zoe Starks is not on that list, which means for
Yeah.
me, the insiders have got no knowledge of her current return. But
Yeah.
fingers firmly crossed that she is on a
Yeah.
steady path to recovery. That was a tragic injury that she suffered, and
Yeah.
I hope, among hope, we are sending all our positivity out to Zoe Starks. Let's see if she brings it back and comes back in a big way. But there are so many names on this list. I mean, we just reeled through the top six, and we didn't even mention. I mean, listen to some of these names that we didn't even mention in that top six. We didn't mention Becky Lynch. We
Oh.
didn't mention Chelsea Green. We didn't mention Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, Alexa Bliss, Io Sky, Jordynne Grace, Julia, Kairi Sane, Asuka, Bayley. We didn't mention any of those. That is a stacked talent roster.
It is. Real quick, back to Zoe. We had dinner, WrestleMania in Dallas a few years ago. What a sweetheart of a girl, by the way, and her husband, great guy. And it went out, of course. We all had dinner in Dallas, Texas, with our very own Sean Stasiak. Just wanted to drop that little nugget right there.
Can't go to Dallas without a call to the doctor, right?
Of course, whack you and crack you. You know, that's what he does.
Just going to send him that message now. Sean,
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, how
can
can
you
you
whack
not?
me and crack me? There we
That's
go.
right.
We'll take it from there. So as we put a nice big bow on the Survivor Series, I thought it was a good show.
Yeah.
Do I think it was the best show that they've ever put on? No. Do I think it was the worst show they've ever put on? No. But I thought it was definitely a thumbs up show. From the creation of Devastation, where are we going to go? We're going thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, thumbs down.
No, I would go up. I would go thumbs up. Yeah, I think a lot of people really worked hard, and yeah, I could not, in good conscience, give it a thumbs down.
No, I thought it was a very good show. One name that we just brought up there as it came to the Men's Rumble was Gunther, the Ring
Oh.
General, took the win last night against Solo Sikoa in what I thought, and I'm sure that Brian mentioned it as well, was one hell of a contest. That was a beast of a match. Now, let me ask you this question, because I know quite a lot of professional wrestlers are. They hate it. The Undertaker hates it. Bret Hart hates it. But it's Gunther's main weapon in his arsenal, and that is the big chops. What's your opinion of the big chops? Were you a fan when you were in between those ropes?
Loved it. Loved giving them. Loved taking them. It didn't bother me. If anything, it will revive you and keep you rolling in the match. Just my opinion. I've talked to a few people that did not like it. Someone you just mentioned, but it has happened. But hey, that's just part of my weapons, and that's I used them. So, if I can lay it on Scott Steiner, I can lay it on anybody. So and get away with
I was just going to say, and come away with your head on
it.
your shoulders.
Exactly. Before we wrap up Survivor Series, let's go ahead and let everybody know that yes, I did the big job. I only got one out of four picks. The big jobber right here. Tomcat goes over big time. For
How
those
many did
keeping
I get
score,
right, Brian?
I thought you got three out of four.
Four out of four. Four out of four. Don't
Oh,
call me,
okay.
brother.
Really? You notice that he's really putting this up. Everybody listen to this. Look how he's strong he's putting himself over because usually Tom does the big job, but not tonight. 4-0, undefeated. Okay. He
You know
has the
what they
strap for
say?
now. But
It's vicious to toot your own horn, but toot,
there
toot.
you go. Hey, you deserve it. Proud of you, man. I don't think I've gone without, a 5-1, a 4-1, 3-2, whatever. But yeah, I don't think I won a 4-0. So that's great. You were just about to speak about, as we were talking about chops. And Gunther, who's he's one of my favorites. But I'm sitting in the living room last night. I'm watching this hell of a match, by the way. And I'm thinking to myself, and I said it out loud, if Gunther loses, we riot. That's it. And I look over, Blueberry's looking at me. Skyler Bomb is looking at me, and I'm looking at my dogs. It's just me and the dogs, and we're watching this show. But that was a great match. What a story, way to tell it. Build it, build it, build it. And then you would think that there would be an outside finish and a screw job, and it didn't happen. And I really liked that part of the booking. That was like, because I'm watching him outside, and he's a 7-footer? He's
Tolu Tonga,
6'10".
massive. He's a beast.
And so you would automatically think, okay, this is a screw job, but no. And he comes back looking strong after beating, of course, Bill Goldberg a few months back. So I like that they're crazy not to keep him strong. It's all that's my opinion on it.
Well, keep that stone rolling. Let's keep that stone rolling.
And
If you could.
he came back and looked great. It's not like he came back and was out of shape. He came back looking even better. A more reason to push the guy.
He looks phenomenal. He has gone through such a sensational body transformation over the past 5 years. And more power to him, because it's not like he's diminished himself into a shell of what he used to be. If anything, he is even more dominant and looks so impressive on the screen. Could you imagine, and we talked about this last week, could you imagine the absolute fear that would instill into the heart of competition from a Gunther perspective if you could say in a promo, I retired Goldberg and John Cena in 1 year? That is any year's WrestleMania selling point, that.
Yeah, and the comeback through, this story and this ordeal. So he tapped out and got beat by Jay, right? Okay, you and I both talked about how much steam he lost when that happened. And that is a tough thing for the heel to tap out, and lose that way and lose that steam. But now with the Goldberg win and is possibly a Cena win. Because he's going to get a, he's going to, I'm guessing he's going to get to see an LA Knight win.
I'm thinking that it would be
Yeah.
natural. It would be the natural
Yeah.
thing. You've got to have a big heel against Cena
Yes. Right.
in this
Because
one.
it's not going to work the other way. I don't, it could work, but you know what I mean? It's not going to have the same vibe with Gunther. Gunther Cena versus instead of LA Cena. I would go Gunther. Yep.
And it's not to take anything away from LA Knight because he is
No,
a
no.
fantastic performer, and
Yeah.
one from my list as well. I mean, I was just looking down this list, but we mentioned the top six when it came to the Rumble.
Yeah.
LA Knight is in there as well. He's ranked currently in ninth, Dominic Mysterio in seventh, Jacob Fatu in eighth, LA Knight in ninth. And interestingly enough, The Rock in 10th. He is currently at 10-1 that The Rock is going to win the Rumble.
Yeah,
I
no way.
can't see it either.
I don't even think you'll come back. I don't think.
No, but so
No.
weird that he's chairman of the board and
Yeah.
has swerved everybody. That's the only thing when it came to the way that they handled John Cena's retirement
Yeah.
was the heel turn that didn't really make sense without The Rock being there.
Yeah.
It was fine to do it, no problem at all. But when you take the element out of the equation that stirred the pot that was there for that reason, it doesn't mean anything anymore. So it very, very strange how that's been. But yeah, interesting that he's currently ranked at 10-1. Then you got Logan Paul, Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Damian Priest, Carmelo Hayes, Rusev, Penta, Jimmy and Jey Uso. Interestingly enough, Jimmy Uso has got better odds than Jey Uso for this next year's Rumble. Jimmy at 20-1 and Jey Uso at 25-1. Very, very interesting that. But yeah, it's going to be super intriguing, super fascinating as we get a little bit closer to the showcase of the Immortals at WrestleMania 42 over there in Las Vegas. I'm sure Brian's going to be taking the red eye, and WrestleCon's going to be welcoming back the creation of Devastation. I'm sure you're on the road this weekend, brother. Let's give that a little mention as we're
Oh,
chatting.
yeah, getting ready for a big show. Dortmund Comic Con and Film Festival. It is. I'm excited about it, man. I am. The flight itself will be very long, as it always is. But I will be energized when I land in Dortmund. A little stopover in London, and coming back, I will be rolling through Madrid, Spain, and then back through Dallas, Texas, and then of course back home in Tucson. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. Title Run toys will be on hand. The new Wrath versions 1 and 2, the new Chronic action figures. Yeah, man, the fans are already talking about it, and I will have limited type merchandise of a lot of different things, but I'll do my best. Remember, I can only carry so much with me. So, but check out TitleRunToys.com for all your Wrath and any other. We have like we said, five guys working on Series 2. It's building. Every week, actually, every month, a new guys are being signed, and a lot of names that we haven't actually talked about. They're keeping a lid on some big time names coming in. So excited about everything, and of course, Dortmund. Gonna be fun.
Don't let him kid you. Those massive lederhosen are already in his suitcase, ready to go.
Busted. You got me with a
I can't.
Stein in one hand.
That's the way you've got it. And a brat in the other hand, Stein in one hand, yodeling all the way home. It's going to be a great just before Christmas.
Yeah, I definitely a lot of I will definitely get a lot of pics and share those on our social media pages. Should be beautiful, honestly. I'm looking forward to it. Rain or shine, baby, we're there.
That's the way the meltdown rolls. And speaking of social media, get yourselves logged in now. If you're just checking us out for the very first time on YouTube, please hit that like and subscribe button and ring that notification bell at Real Brian Clark. That is the home of the meltdown. We are with you each and every week, bringing you our takes on current states of professional wrestling, historic shows. We do watch-alongs and the biggest interviews with the most amazing talent. And December is no different. We have got our booking pencils sharpened. Oh, yes, we have got a smorgasbord of talent coming in before that clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve as we roll into another wonderful big year of 2026. You can also check us out on our social media pages on Instagram at BrianClark3XChamp and at Tom Finkiel. And make sure you check out our official Instagram page. This is official. Even without a blue tick, this is where you need to go at the Meltdown Official, where you can keep up to date of exactly what is going on. And I posted this picture out last week. Yes, that is me and the bad guy from 1999. I was going through a big collection of, it was my mom's 70th birthday. So happy birthday, mom. We were going through all a big box of historical pictures, and that was slotted right in there. I sent it over to Brian. I said, "Do you want to see something funny?"
Yeah,
There
he
you
got
go.
over. Hey, he got over. He got over big time.
It did.
Yeah.
as I was looking at it, I was like, "Oh, let's just check out, see if any of my friends
Yeah.
have liked this." Chris Jericho liked that on Instagram, so I was like, "Oh, there we go. We're rocking in the
Yeah.
Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, who's now just checked out my 15-year-old curtained haircut." And don't get that twisted. That was never in fashion.
Oh, it was a great cut. You got to admit. I'm looking at it now. That's you really. I'm telling you, man. I got the Charles Robinson vibes a little bit. A little bit. Just saying.
Charles has rocked those curtains for like 30 years,
Yeah.
and he still looks
Yeah.
good. He still looks.
Yeah.
He's another one like you, Brian, that has found the fountain of youth. You never get older. You just
Oh.
you look sensational, bro. I know we feel it, but I mean we do.
Yeah.
We talk about this off air, how we feel it, but you look it, man.
Man.
You look a million bucks every time we see.
I appreciate that, Tom. Speaking of that, you are right. Charles Robinson, man, people don't realize what he does. I mean, he's still, to this day, is part of the ring crew. And when I say ring crew, I mean the setup, the takedown of the ring, all those huge steel posts. Charles is a part of that, on top of his referee duties throughout the night. I don't know if he actually travels with the ring truck like they used to. I doubt he does that. I'm sure he flies to next city and they have an actual designated team that does that. But still, the setup for anybody out there who's listening who knows and has done this before, because I have many times, Sarge would put his guys through the business of tearing down, setting up, tearing down. And we did so many times. But anyone who's ever done it knows how grueling of work it really is. So big kudos to Charles being able to still do it and look great doing it. So there you go.
You know what's an interesting point? Because quite a lot of the referees are part of that ring crew, and Charles is such a phenomenal talent, and he has been all over the world playing his trade as a referee, as an agent, as part of the ring crew. He's just been ever present and wonderful at what he does. But I wonder if they give the boys who are, if you're refereeing and you hit a ref bump, whether or not they'll give you the night off from stripping the ring down. I wonder. It's something that I always thought about. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I'd never thought about that. If well, think about it. The arena is clear, so they don't have to sell anymore. So it depends on the bump, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Depends on the bump. If it was smooth landing and all is good and happy, I'd say yeah, I'm sure he would continue. But if it's a bad bump, that's a different story.
It's night off, like we talked about with Jimmy Corderas when he took that shot from the mouth of the South and he went down and his chin hit first.
Yeah, see?
He got dragged to the back that night.
And didn't remember it.
It would have been harsh if Vince had gone, "Yeah, I need you to Get your skates on. Get that ring down for us, please. Trump Plaza needs emptying. But yeah, it's very, very interesting. The world of professional wrestling is like no other industry. And Jeff Jarrett said it best. He said, sometimes in professional wrestling, people love it for everything that it is, and no explanation is necessary. And then there will be other people in the world where no explanation will ever be enough. It's such a unique commodity, and we love it for everything that it is. So no matter which company that you are working for, no matter which company that you have hitched your horse to, who you are loving, which superstars are your favorites, we are all part of this big professional wrestling family, and we send our love out to each and every one of you, whether you are a performer, a backstage hand, whether or not you are a casual viewer or somebody that tunes into each and every show. We are all joined by one very, very special facet, and that is our love for professional wrestling. So let's carry on with Monday Night Raw. We just talked about Gunther. We touched a little bit upon LA Knight. It was interesting how they structured those two matches, because you had Gunther and Solo, both heels, and then you had Jay and LA Knight, both baby faces. Weird dichotomy.
It is, and of course you can tell they're doing the big tease with Jay. I'm trying to buy into it, and I'm just not sure where it's going.
No,
Again, they could put a ton of heat on him, or they could reel him back in and just say it was a tough loss. Either way, even if he would have got past LA Knight, I thought he was going to lose, if we're all talking about Gunther taking the next step. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do with him right now. Speaking of Jay, and then LA Knight again, he gets so close to the glass ceiling, and then he's dropped back down. But again, the roster is packed, and look at the women's division. We just said a few moments ago how slam jam packed that is. You were naming off some of the girls, and I was like, damn, I completely forgot about her. Bianca being probably one of the top that I forgot about because of injuries, but now she's returning. So yeah, man, it's a jam-packed card, and there's talent 20 deep easily, and 20 is just a good little guess. They're probably more than that. And you're not even, and then Tom, we're not even talking about the next level of NXT, right?
And they have got some phenomenal performers on NXT. I mean, you look at people like Tatum Paxley, you look at Lola Vice, you look at who was I watching the other day? There was absolutely Jordynne Grace, fantastic, absolutely incredible. There's just three.
And she had a really good showing at Royal Rumble. She really looked, for a smaller lady who's built really well, she did do a really good job in the Royal Rumble. And I don't know how far she went, but she definitely put out a lot of people, and it looked impressive. So easily could bring her back. And I don't know if, I don't think she would be injected up to the top, but I could see her as a solid mid-card.
Completely agree with that. I think she's got so many positive attributes that she can go from strength to strength. But I think one of the good things when it comes to Jordynne Grace is she can be a talent that can work her way up the ladder. She
That's
hasn't
what I was
just been
thinking.
completely shot into the stars straight away, straight from TNA into the women's world title picture. She is moving up and up and up through NXT. When she makes her main roster debut, carries on that trend, keeps that momentum flowing. It's what it's all about. Speaking of
And
momentum
she
flow.
did. Sorry, I got a nose itch here. Sorry, your nose starts itching. Anyway, I was going to say that. She does have the talent to move up each level, and I think she's doing it the right way. It's better to take your time to get to that top of the mountain versus getting up there and stumble and fall.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, speaking of stumbling and falling, I'm going to put a spin on stumbling and falling to talk about something that we never, ever want to see, a stumble and fall moment in the Royal Rumble. And that is when it comes to a Royal Rumble return. As we tick down the clock and we see more and more superstars enter the ring and we get nearer and nearer to that big number 30, a position that my big brother got in 94. 30th man in there. Remember that? Oh, I remember that. That was great. I remember
I do remember that.
storming through that curtain. I was thinking, God, Adam Bomb. Oh, that's so close. So close.
I'm trying to remember what city that was in. Damn it.
94. So 94's Rumble was the Rumble, if you remember, that the Undertaker died and levitated up to heaven.
Was that Tampa or?
No, Tampa was 95.
Five. Okay.
94 was in Providence, Rhode Island.
There you go. 95, I had the pleasure and the opportunity the night before the show. Now that we're bringing this up, it just flashed into my head. And I always wondered what it would be like, and it actually happened.
I'm intrigued.
In the night before the Rumble, go down to the bar. And I get to have ice cold Coors with the legend, Dick Murdoch.
Oh, how cool! From a professional wrestling standpoint, do you get that? That's ace next level, right?
Yes.
Dickie,
I've had
so
the beer. I've
tell
had
us
the
the Dick
beers with
Murdoch story.
Randy. I've had the cold beers with Randy, and Dick Murdoch and many others, but that was on my bucket list. I'm just saying, because I never thought I would cross paths with him. Just, you know, we were
Captain
different
Redneck
eras.
was phenomenal.
Oh, he was hilarious too. And Terry Funk, you know, great funny guys. People have no idea how funny Terry was too. We'll have to get to that one day of a great story of him on the bus in Japan. So,
Okay. All right. We'll
yeah,
put a peg in that.
put a pin in that one.
Let's put a peg in that one. I remember going to a house show in Manchester, and Terry Funk brought out a raw chicken and proceeded to beat Dustin Rhodes up with a raw chicken. That was quite unique, but it really made me chuckle. Yeah,
You can't make this stuff up. It happens. Pro wrestling.
again, pro wrestling. It is
There you
it
go.
is the world where anything can happen, and we love it for what it is. Well, let's speak about that. So we just talked about the number 30 man, number 30 woman. If you could have any surprise return for the Rumble, who currently would you like to slot into that particular margin?
Wow.
It's a good one because there's quite a lot.
Yeah, I know we're keeping this positive and we're going to keep it positive. No matter who I say, just as my view here, I still do not think they may get the home pop, but they're not going to get that crowd pop in Saudi. I just don't think it's going to be the same. I could be wrong. And hopefully I am for the viewers' pleasure to go, okay, yeah, this is great. But you know, there's a lot of talk, of course, of this person I'm thinking about to come back, but I'm not sure if he's coming back in this. You know, depending on contract status, I'm going to just throw it out there, Chris Jericho. But I don't know. I don't know anything as far as any inside scoops or anything other than what everybody else is hearing. So you just mentioned him following the Tomcat, of course, big buddies now. You know, what can you say? Tomcat's hanging out with Fozzie, of course, right? I mean,
we're
they're
going
getting
from
better than
step to
that.
step. But
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. The meltdown will always come first, baby. The meltdown will
Okay.
always come first.
I just, you know, kick to the curb again, but you know.
Never, never, brother, never. However, it was one of our highlights as father and son, myself and Charlie, that we actually went to a Fozzie concert last year and got to sing Judas live with Jericho. So that was a big deal. So really enjoyed that.
I love Fozzie, man. I'm going to tell you, they are all in my tunes, man. When I'm at the gym, they're part of my rotation. Good stuff.
They are bringing back
Yeah.
real hair rock, and I love it. I love it. I was actually listening to a little Rainbow, a little Foreigner, a little Boston on my travels to the
Border.
lakes. Oh,
There.
there's Foreigner right there. Yes. That gold record. We were listening to all sorts of random tunes on the way to the lakes this past week. It's It's been a good, very, very busy week in the life of the Tomcat. It has been event after
Yeah.
event, which is fantastic. That's amazing. As a businessman, that's exactly what you want. As an individual, I can feel it. It's like you cross that line onto the 40s, and your body just goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Like
Wait
I
a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a
am.
minute.
It
I think Tomcat
does.
was setting me up for that.
Yeah, brother, you
I'd
know it, you
forgot
know
about it. We'd mentioned it pre-show, and I forgot about my Iron Mike Sharp, and he is what? What is he, Tom?
I am Mike
This
Sharp is
is
Canada's
his.
greatest athlete.
There you
Yes,
go.
he is. Don't let Brett hear you say that, though.
Hey, Brett's got to take a back seat when it comes to Iron Mike Sharp. Just saying.
Yeah. Now Brett has come out with actually quite a few interesting comments this particular
Ooh,
week. So you know
yeah.
what? Let's just keep it positive, and
Yeah.
we'll let you guys have a little look. If you've yet to check out online what Brett's been saying this week, have a little nosy, and have a think to yourselves. What your opinion of these particular
Yeah.
situations that Brett has come up with, and you
I
can take it.
want to, as we're on this, I want to just touch real quick on this. I know that those comments have a ton of heat with Jonathan O'Dwyer. Our very own Jonathan O'Dwyer is not happy about some of those comments. I'll just leave it at that. But
Okay.
big shout out to Jonathan, man. He's been doing so much amazing work for me, getting me ready for Germany and the Comic Con. So I appreciate you, Jonathan. You know we do, man. Much love, my friend.
You are the third part to our three amigos, our three musketeers. We send all our love out to the JOD. And I'll have to drop him a little message now to find out what his opinions are of these comments.
Oh, yeah. He got heated. He got hot.
I was just going to say, it's literally my phone going to blow up. It's
Oh yeah,
literally going to be on
he was
fire.
not happy. He was not happy. So I'll let you call him.
Well, let's take a swig for the working man. Thank you so much for everything you do for our show, brother. Right. Well, I think we're almost there, man. I
All
mean, it's been
right.
a very, very busy week. Let's just round it off with the way that the
Sure.
Raw finished off. And that was with an absolute multitude of incredibly talented women that took to the ring on Monday Night Raw as we closed everything out. It looks like they are going to be pushing this women's tag division very strongly, with numerous teams of Charlotte and Alexa, of Asuka and Kairi. Then we've got the Judgment Day of Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, and Roxanne Perez, as well as Bayley and Lyra. There is so much going on, so many working parts. But it's great to see them get the shine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the women's division, like we said earlier, but again, even on Monday night, there were so many moving parts. You've got to really watch what's happening to see who's coming out because it seems like the interference or the run-in happens, of course, damn near every show. But again, it does keep it interesting. And again, they've got to put that camera on so many women, and they're still not getting, like you said, being conservative, saying there's 20 top lady talents in WWE. There's more than that. We know that. But yeah, you got to share that camera spot because there's so many to get to.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that they don't break it down too much
Yeah.
so that they don't get enough. But let's make sure that they keep on rolling, baby, and elevate their star power as much as they possibly can. Well, we're going to put a nice big bow up on this week's episode of The Meltdown. We hope you enjoyed our little review of the Survivor Series and Monday Night Raw, the current state of the WWE. There is so much going on everywhere else, whether it be AEW or TNA today, just announcing that they are going to be making the big move next year. January the 6th, they will make in their debut on AMC. That's obviously sat here in the UK. AMC are a massive network, right?
Oh yeah, I want to say 30 million. Was that the deal? Something somewhere. I thought it was that, right? So that is really going to help them boost, bringing in more talent, better production, even better writing across the board. There's so many things that that money will help increase because, again, you got to think about it. The visual is such a big thing. Getting in a better arena. I think I want to say it's Dallas, Texas for their first show. So if they're smart, they pick a smaller venue but pack it versus a large venue that's sparsely. It's not gonna, you want to go with the smaller jam-packed.
Yes.
And the sound and the acoustics and everything that goes with that. So yeah, hopefully that works out. But look, it's gonna be good. Looking forward to it.
Definitely looking forward to it. It'd be really interesting to see how their current relationship with the WWE works now with the brand new reveal of the new station that they're going to be under from 2026. Whether or not that relationship will carry on, it will be down to the TV executives, I guess. But let's just keep our eye on that spot because the working relationship that they currently have has been done so well. My only concern, if it doesn't continue, is that they've lost one of their biggest names in Joe Hendry, who has signed on with WWE. So let's just hope that their building blocks are still there, that the WWE can give it a shine on a brand new station, a brand new network, brand new eyes that can be watching the product, and let's hope that professional wrestling can once again flourish in 2026. Well, we hope you guys have flourished on your beautiful journey with us on this gorgeous meltdown, totally nuclear Tuesday. It's going to be hot to press. Brian's getting ready to jet set across the world. I'm ready to hit the road and hit as many events as I possibly can. And as we come back next week, we've got a big interview lined up that's going to be coming out on the 18th. And we've got one more then just before Father Christmas, Santa Claus makes his trip down a chimney with a big sack on his back. It's literally like Santa's grotto in my studio as it currently stands. I'm ready to write my naughty or nice list. It's going to be good. In fact, I might pose that to Brian, and you can let us know on your next show who, at the course of your professional wrestling career, made your naughty and nice list. But I'm going to pose that question to you next week.
Okay.
There's something to think about on the plane
Oh,
ride over
great.
to Germany. But guys, it's been a pleasure. Once again, if you've yet to get yourself all registered, please hit the like and subscribe button. Ring that notification bell on at Real Brian Clark, where you can check us out each and every week here at the Meltdown. Follow us on Instagram at BrianClark3XChamp, at Tom Finkel, and our official page at The Meltdown Official. We are very interactive. We want to hear from you, our listeners, our viewing public, the ones that keep the cogs a turning. You guys are the life force, the heartbeat of our show. And thank you so much for all your support over the course of 2025. Let's keep rolling for 2026. I'm going to bat it over to the big man to knock it out of the park with a beautiful big finish. No kickouts. That's what we're all about here on the Meltdown. I'll see you again next week. One love from Manchester. Abu.
Thank you, Tomcat. As you mentioned, going into 2026, man, I was just looking at the list of confirmed interviews that we have, and it is looking extremely impressive. And I'm just trying to keep a lid on that. It's more than that. Absolute legends of this business, MMA legends, pro wrestling legends. So I'm really excited, man. It's going to be a busy 2026. It really is. But hey, that's what we do. We're going to work it in. We've got events coming up. He mentioned WrestleMania coming up. I have another big show at the New England Hall of Fame show. That's going to be another big event that's coming up. But we'll get all take care of all those things. Let's enjoy the holidays. Let's enjoy Christmas. You guys have a blessed holiday. Be safe. We'll be back here every week, all the way through Christmas and into, as I will say, kicking the door in to 2026. Breaking necks and cashing checks. We appreciate you guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
A boom!